Welcome back to Castle Country Focus. Joining us in the studio today, we have Morgan Jacobson, who is the Conservation Outreach Manager with the DWR. Morgan, it's always a pleasure to get you in. Thank you.
Hey, good to be with you, Jordan.
Always stuff to talk about this time of the year. And first off, before we dive into an event that's popping up in May, with spring finally here, people are getting out and maneuvering around. You kind of come out of the house after, well, I guess we didn't have much of a winter. But what are some of the big things to be aware of now with the springtime here?
Yeah, well, springtime's an exciting time of the year. It's a season of opportunity. If you're a wildlife enthusiast, you know, you walk outside and you notice there's new species around. You know, you look up in the sky, you see eagles that are here passing through Utah. You know, this is their nesting time right now, so it's a good opportunity to see eagles and raptors in the sky. You know, you might see turkey vultures flying around now too, and you know, those are the signs of spring. You know, spring is here and temperatures are warming up, and wildlife are moving around. So you know, it's a really exciting time. We have a lot of migratory wildlife in Utah, and spring isn't the only time that wildlife migrate. You know, you have in the fall, you have waterfowl moving through the state, moving north and south. And Utah is a really special stopover for waterfowl, especially because we have the Great Salt Lake, which is a major component to the flyway for migratory waterfowl. But there's other wildlife. We have, our big game migrate every year as the snow comes and as the snow melts up in the mountains. Now is the time when big game start moving up to higher elevations. So, you know, really there's all kinds of things happening this time of year. We have the ice that's melting off of our reservoirs. That temperature change affects fish activity as well. All kinds of stuff going on. Like you mentioned, we have an event that we're excited about to celebrate migratory wildlife in May.
As far as the Migratory Bird Day, what are we looking at from a number standpoint?
You bet. So this event has no limit on registration. It's a come and go kind of event. So this is held in conjunction with World Migratory Bird Day. So I don't know if you knew there was a World Migratory Bird Day, but
there's a day for everything.
It's a thing,
right?
Yeah, that's right. So it's going to be May 12th. It's a Saturday. We're going to have an event down in Moab. And I know Moab's a little bit of a drive for residents here in Carbon County, but it's so worth it because we're going to have it at the Scott M. Matheson Wetland Preserve. Just right there in town in Moab. It's a really critical wetland area there because it's along the Colorado River, and large wetlands are kind of a rarity along the Utah's portion of the Colorado River. And so it's a great stopover place for migratory waterfowl, as well as, you know, amphibians and mammals and all kinds of wildlife. So Saturday, May 12th at the Scott M. Matheson Wetland Preserve in Moab. People who come will have an opportunity to join wildlife biologists for birding tours. They'll walk around the wetland and get to observe different kinds of waterfowl and birds that are stopping over in the preserve. We'll also have other kinds of activities. People can learn about mammals and native fish and amphibians and other kinds of activities. And like all of our other events, this event is free. It's open to the public. There is no cap on registration or anything for this event, but we hope people will come and enjoy it. So again, that'll be Saturday, May 12th at the Matheson Preserve in Moab. And do you know anything about the Matheson Preserve, Jordan?
I really don't. It's
a really cool property. You know, it's we kind of associate Utah as a desert state, which it certainly is. But down in the Moab Desert, this particular area, this preserve is a really unique wetland area that comes off of the Colorado River. It's over almost 900 acres of wetland habitat, and wildlife use it a lot because it's a really crucial area. As they're flying up in north and south along Utah and along the Colorado River, it's a great place for wildlife to stop over. It's actually a property that's co-owned by the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources, and the Nature Conservancy. And we kind of manage this property for the benefit of wildlife, and there's lots of recreation opportunities there as well. So if you haven't been down to the preserve, if you are excited about spring wildlife, want to have something to do with the family on the weekend of May 12th, we hope you'll join us for this fun migratory bird day down in Moab.
It definitely is a unique experience, and that's, again, part of the fun stuff that I always look forward to you coming in and talking about, because we talk a lot about community events, but these are just different events.
Right, yeah. And it's, you know, we live in such an awesome part of the state where, you know, things are a little more spread out, but there's such a diversity of resources that, you know, it's really a lot of fun.
Morgan, with that being said, let's talk about some of the other stuff that's big in around this time of the year. And first off, fishing. I mean, you and I have talked about the quote-unquote ice off.
Right.
Which wasn't much, I know, this year, but how's the fishing looking right now?
So things are looking really good. I learned over the weekend that most of the ice is pretty much gone from Joes Valley Reservoir, and that's really exciting. We're going to see, especially as temperatures warm up, a lot of those trout are going to come up out of the deeper waters, and they'll be easier to catch. We actually had a gill netting survey, and what gill netting is our biologists will go out onto a reservoir. They'll put out nets, and they'll leave them out for about 24 hours, and then they'll come back, and they'll pull the nets, and they'll see what's inside. And that kind of gives us an idea of species composition and age class and things like that. So we had a gill netting survey at Huntington North Reservoir last week, and it was really exciting because we got to see a number of large trout. You know, we stocked some large trout there earlier this winter, but some trout that have held over for a few years, and they're looking really good. So great rainbow trout fishing there at Huntington North Reservoir. We also found a few large bass, largemouth bass as well, that were over 3 or 4 pounds. And so we're excited about that. I think the wipers, you know, we have wipers in Huntington North as well, and fishing for those will pick up as temperatures come up. Those wipers will start to become more active. So it's, you know, ice off is a great time to go fishing because things are starting to move a little bit more. Yeah, some species are starting to spawn, and so that triggers different activities in predatory fish, and it's a great time to get out and see what's out there. So, you know, if people have questions about places to fish or what's, you know, what the current conditions are, they can go to our website, which is wildlife.utah.gov, and look at our fishing reports. I know you guys here at KOAL also publish our fishing reports as well, so that's another good place to look.
Hey, it's important. Fishing's important.
It is. Yeah.
Fishing's important. It's a lot of fun, and the weather's been very, very nice. It was a perfect weekend for fishing.
It was. Yeah, it's spectacular. So, yeah.
Well, Morgan, thank you again for stopping by. I always look forward to the conversations, and I know we'll have a whole lot more to talk about the next time you stop by.
Yeah, likewise, Jordan. Always a pleasure.
All right. For more on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com.